Shine FM Parenting Moments every Wednesday morning with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, who joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, we kicked off a topic for October last week about anxiety in children. Seems to be something a lot of parents are having to deal with.
Yes. So this is one of my favorite topics. I am so passionate about supporting kids with anxiety. It's one of our most common referrals, and I really want to give parents some ideas of, again, what types of anxiety disorders can show up in children. And again, only so that it can be identified, so help can be obtained and healing can happen for that child. So okay. First one is separation anxiety. This, again, is excessive worry about something bad happening if the child is not with their parents or their caregiver, the person they're most attached to. The child will be reluctant or will refuse to go to a relative or a friend's house, sleep alone, or even go to school. Now, first of all, between the months of 18 months and 3 years old, this is totally normal and happens tons and is not an anxiety disorder in kiddos. There's still wonderful strategies we can give parents to support separating from your child in a healthy way. But if that separation anxiety is resurfacing when your child's older, especially during the ages of 7 and 9, this is a really good time to get outside help.
Okay.
Next is generalized anxiety disorder, or what we commonly call GAD. A child with GAD worries about the meaning of a canceled play date or a delayed response to a text. They fret about bad things happening to people they love or that no one will come to the birthday party. Bottom line is that their worry is happening all the time and it's excessive in relation to the actual events. And it's exhausting for children to worry chronically and constantly. And they really find themselves in a place where they can't control these thoughts. These children also really struggle to trust their own instincts, and they are often seeking constant approval and reassurance from the adults and peers around them. And then we have panic disorder. So imagine being 10 years old, Mike, and suddenly without warning, experiencing a fear so intense that you feel like you're going to pass out. Your heart is pounding, you're terrified, and you feel out of control. You may even experience shortness of breath or pain in your chest. That's a panic attack. And panic attacks can last for 15 to 30 minutes, whereas the resulting fear of another panic attack persists. And this fear of panicking returning is often what then begins to trigger a whole series of avoidant behaviors for that child. Next is phobias. So often this comes from an experience where a child will have an actual event that is overwhelming or traumatic. So think of a dog charging a child or biting them. Then they may develop a canine phobia. Sometimes it's a little more subtle, and it can be much smaller events that happen that trigger phobias. Next is social anxiety disorder. This is characterized by an intense fear or worry of being judged by others. And children with social anxiety agonize on how they're perceived by their peers. They don't want to look foolish or embarrassed. And this can really thwart their normal socialization with peers and making friends. Selective mutism is next. It's the most uncommon, and often parents don't know that their child isn't talking at school until the teacher tells them. But the good news is that kids usually outgrow this anxiety disorder, and treatment for it can be highly effective. And lastly, we have obsessive compulsive disorder. Children with this disorder are plagued with distressing, anxiety-provoking thoughts that are relieved temporarily by acting out a ritual behavior. So let's say that a child fears germs, then they might act out a ritual of repeated hand washing. That's the one people are most used to. But there's other ones that kids do as well, around arranging things, checking things. Again, if you think that this is something your child is struggling with, please seek help. There really is good interventions, and we will talk about that later this month, the kind of treatment that we can do for kids. But again, if any of these are meaningful to you as a parent, please reach out to us.
Okay. Thank you, Kimberly. I think you mentioned the word exhausting back there somewhere that I think, oh, yeah, this is so stressful and must be so exhausting for a child to deal with that.
Yes.
Oh, anyway, I'm glad that you are here to help and, of course, your team as well. A north and south location for Eckerd Psychology and Education Center, as well as telepsychology.
That's right. So people can book through eckerdcenter.com for in-person or online services. And specific to anxiety in kids, Kimberly Calhoun is here at our north location, and Ashley Shaw can support children at our south location.
Okay, thank you very much, Kimberly. And before we wrap her up here, we give away one free consultation to who today?
To caller number 5 today.
Caller 5 right now, 403-276-8888. Thanks again, Kimberly, and we'll check in again next week.
Thank you, Mike.